You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. The original Prague Syncopated Orchestra, 1984, I Ain't Got Nobody, and their Czech vocals are not bad. I like that, Czech accents, I should say. Very, very nicely done. That was from 84 on Jazz and Hot Dance Music. That was on a Czech state label. That was Pantin, original, and it was also a CD, so there it is. But I don't know. I don't... Other than that, my information is very limited on that stuff, but I felt it was worth including. I was seeking something as a contrast. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I do contrast stuff all the time and try to keep it somewhat different and interesting, if possible. Again, I do not have an encyclopedic memory. I have a garage sale-type memory, which means whatever is near the top, you get to hear. And frequently, it's something none of us were expecting. Skeeter Sims, L. Bernard, actually, and that's the other side of that Billy West, Billy Jones thing I played earlier. Very popular tune of the day, 1921, or popular jazz tune, yes. Of course, strut, Miss Lizzie. Go ahead, strut. Mm-hmm.
fall in the bog was tall, all the dusty bells were there. Such a prancing, glancing, strutting and a dancing, they were doing for fair. All the bells and bows prancing on their toes, try to do the cakewalk well. When a midnight blonde came prancing on, everybody yelled, "Won't you strut, Miss Lizzie? Get busy, we want to see you all. 'Cause the folks all say the way you think of face is the whole town talk. Well, you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girlies frown. But the men you meet like the way you shake your feet. Oh, you knock 'em dizzy, strut Miss Lizzie Brown." There was stepping neat, there was stepping sweet, there was stepping super fine. Did the singing, winging, fancy pigeon winging, they were falling in line. Every dame and dude struck a nat or two, fought to win that cake they tried. But when Lizzie Brown came prancing round, everybody cried, "Won't you strut, Miss Lizzie? Get busy, we want to see you all. 'Cause the folks all state the way you think of pace is the whole town talk. When you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girlies frown. But the men you meet like the way you shake your feet. Oh, you knock 'em dizzy, strut Miss Lizzie Brown. Go down the street by the school, catch your feet, you stepping fool. Strut your stuff, use your courage, front your gypsies by the church. Through the alley, dodge the cans, shake Miss Sally's pots and pans. Cool your dogs, we're coming through, get set for Lenox Avenue. When you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girlies frown. But the men you meet like the way you shake your feet. Oh, you knock 'em dizzy, strut Miss Lizzie Brown. I bet you got the cutest little strut in town.
There's a girl I'm wild about.
Gee, I'm glad I found it out.
I'm crazy.
You're crazy, without a doubt.
I'm just wild about her eyes,
and she's wild about your lies.
Well, she's my honey, she's my pet,
but you ain't said nothing yet.
I love her in the morning.
Do you love her at night?
I love her, yes, I love her, when the stars are shining bright.
Please tell me, do you love her in the springtime and the fall?
Uh-huh, but last night, on the back porch, I loved her best of all. Every time that she's alone,
do you call her on the phone?
I hurry,
you hurry, and worry so.
I'm afraid that I might see someone there in place of me.
And if you lost her, what a blow.
I love her, oh, oh, oh. I love her in the morning, and I love her at night. I love her, yes, I love her, when the stars are shining bright. I love her in the springtime, and I love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I love her best of all.
Say, Bill, you know, she's a lovely girl.
Oh, she's wonderful, I should say so. Those eyes.
Yes, yes.
And those lips.
Yes.
And those nose.
Yes, yes, yes.
And those hair.
Yes, Bill. And those teeth. They're beautiful.
Yes, pal, the both of them on the back porch.
Bill, but nevertheless, I love her in the morning, and I love her at night. I love her, yes, I love her, when the stars are shining bright. I love her in the springtime, and I love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I love her best of all.
Mike Special again in his orchestra. On the Oregon Trail, 1925, that's on Perfect, an acoustic to contrast with the electric we played earlier. Harry Blake and Robert Judson, that would be Jones and Hare, of course. Last Night on the Back Porch, talk about moderate excitement, there it is, 1923. And Skeeter Sims, Al Bernard, Strut Miss Lizzie, 1921. This is Radiola, and yes, we're really getting enthusiastic here. And I'm Andy Senior, and I feel that you want to get too enthusiastic because it's rather warm out, and you don't want to get a heat stroke or anything. But that's true. Vic Randolph's and his orchestra. That's the Paul Specht Band. It says Eddie Gale on the label. The discography suggests, I think, Smith Ballou, and it doesn't sound like him. So, or Scrappy Lambert. I don't know who it is, but Eddie Gale is what we have here. And those who have that keen ear for such things can figure that one out. on Regal in 1929. Turn on the heat. So, well, not too high.
Thank you.
Willie Krieger and his orchestra. That's Chick Bullock on the vocal there, yes. And Perfect, singing 10 Cents a Dance. I don't believe I've ever heard a man sing that song. Of course, he was doing it in the third person, which he was sounding rather avuncular toward the poor Dime a Dance girl. But yes, because he was no Chick. He was a Bullock, and he had to sing it that way. Mary Collegians, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, and that was I believe that was just one of those studio groups from Grey Gull. Tennessee Tess Among the Hills, 1929. Yes, and that's poignant. that's as poignant as we're going to get today. Vic Randolph's and his orchestra, that's Paul Specht, Eddie Gale, whoever that was, Turn on the Heat. Regal, 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and whatever I've got, you get. That's all I can say. And I'm glad to distribute it to you. We're going to start now. Now this is somber, but nice slide guitar. I think this is another one of those Sonella guitar pieces. But Jim Miller, Charlie Farrell, 1930, on Victor. Congratulations, and I guess that's meant somewhat ironically.
Our love affair is ending. I know you cease to care. Somebody else is the lucky one. No use in my pretending. Life will be hard to bear. Your dream of love has just begun. Congratulations.
down on such a lonely road, too. Ah, here's somebody. Oh, I say, driver, would you mind stopping for a moment? Why, Bobby, fancy meeting you. My car refuses to move. I see you're still driving the same old car. Oh, do you remember when we went on that picnic together and I ate all those green apples? And you said that's just what Eve did. You know, those were the most glorious days when happiness was such a joy. But if it fades away, we must do our bit to recapture it, to live another day. For happiness must stay. For I know it's best to forget that you and I ever met. Our romance is over, our story's through. We had our own rendezvous. We planned a future for two. Life seemed too good to be true. We must learn to start anew. I once thought that our love would last, but that hope has gone. We must now forget the past, and as we journey on, we'll see our dreams were in vain. We'll build fresh castles in Spain until our love lives again. It's best to forget. I once thought that our love would last, but that hope has gone. We must now forget the past, and as we journey, we'll see our dreams were in vain. We'll build fresh castles in Spain until our love lives again. It's best to forget. Bobby, let's not fix the car.
May I sing you one of Cole Porter's greatest songs entitled, I've Got You Under My Skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I've said to myself this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But it's time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you under my skin. Ah, yes.
Charles W. Hamp on the new Jim Bedoyan compilation from Radio Transcriptions, Charles W. Hamp and the Rhythm Rascals, I've Got You Under My Skin. Charles W. Hamp singing Cole Porter, Your Argument Is Invalid. Yes. I love that, though. Oh, yes. And he does a nice job. It's a bit anomalous that he's singing a song like that to me, because I always associate him more with 20s material. But since he was, he obviously had a good ear for a tune, and that was a good tune to choose. Not the Sinatra version, of course, but somehow I like that better. Francis Day, and that was recorded in Britain, 1933, a rather somewhat poignant thing, if you want to use that word again. It's Best to Forget. Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, congratulations, 1930. This is Radiola, and the word of the week is, well, there is no word this week. You'll have to make up your own. And I'm Andy Sr., and I've had many words applied to that for Radiola, of course. We're going to continue now with An OK. This is Boyd Senther and Eddie Lang in 1927, and a bit crunchy. Everybody's going to wonder why I'm not using the CDs. Well, I just happen to have these records, that's why. But there's goodness here. These are my transfers, yes. The New St. Louis Blues. And yes, it sounds like the old St. Louis Blues, but it's a new version, 1927.
Thank you.
Louisiana Sugar Babes, and that, of course, is Fats Waller and James P. Johnson and Jabbo Smith in there. Thou Swell, 1928, one of my favorite tunes. I like that a lot. And also from 1928, Red Nichols and His Orchestra on Victor, Five Pennies. Well, that's he couldn't call himself the Five Pennies because he was already under contract with Brunswick, so he was bopping around all the different labels, making different recordings, and why shouldn't he? That's what everybody seemed to do in those days. They were, if they had any ability at all, they went out and recorded for 17 different labels, and that increased their income somewhat. Boyd Center, The New St. Louis Blues, 1927. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and this is. There are no labels that apply here. I'm unsigned. Unsigned and perhaps unsung. Here's Rudy Valley, and this was rather anomalous for him. He was recording on Varsity in 1940, but he sounds moderately excited here, so we'll just hear what he has to say. Six women, me and Henry VIII, and yes, a bit of a history lesson there.
Never trust a woman as far as you can throw a mule. Never trust a woman, you're a doggone fool. I had a half a dozen and I was true to everyone. I had a half a dozen and ended up with none. The other night I took a book off the shelf, found out that history repeats itself. I read about King Henry and I discovered that he had the same kind of woman trouble as me. Six women didn't last me very long. Six women put the blues into my song. Six women done two good men wrong. Me and Henry VIII. Six times I had to take it on the chin. Six times I took a chance and didn't win. Six times somebody else chiseled in on me and Henry VIII. Henry was a mighty king was he. Look what they did to a king. What chance was there for me? Six women made me take it like a chump. Six women gave it to me with a bump. Six women shattered all the faith in me and Henry VIII. The same as old King Henry, my first was Catherine. a long and lanky loving mama who was tall and thin. One day the fleet came in and there were sailors all about. Well, boys, the fleet was in and I was out. My second was a redhead, and I think that her name was Anne. I walked into my flat one day, and there was a traveling man. He grabbed his hat and coat, and I yanked out my .44. Well, Annie doesn't live there anymore. I thought I'd try again, and I got a girl whose name was Jane. And I was awfully good to her, but it was all in vain. One day I had a frigid air delivered to her door. But she ran off with the Iceman a half an hour before. The fourth one weighed 300 pounds, the kind the Greeks prefer. Did you ever see a truck walking? Well, I did. That was her. And every day she beat me up till I was blue and black. So I telegraphed her husband to come on and take her back. The next was number five, and after she became my missus, one day I mailed to her a check for 50,000 kisses. And when I asked her what she did with it, she answered me at once, why, the landlord cashed it for me, and the rent is paid for months. And then came number six, a girl who gave me such a thrill that every time I kissed her, I gave her a dollar bill. And when I asked her where she got her tens and twenties too, she said, why, darling, everyone is not as stingy as you. Six women didn't last me very long. Six women put the blues into my song. Six women done two good men wrong. Me and a Henry Lee.
Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, Someday Sweetheart, 1939. Oh, yes, that's good stuff there. And that group, and I have the discography here because, again, my brain is not retaining any of this except for a couple. That was Muggsy, of course, on cornet, George Bruni's on trombone, Rod Kless on clarinet, Ray McKinstry, tenor sax, George Zack on piano, Bob Casey guitar, Pat Patterson string bass, Marty Greenberg on drums. I don't often give a full personnel, but I felt that warranted it. Yes, Why not? Why shouldn't I? My old green-covered discography here will suffice for that. Before that, Rudy Valley, Six Women, Me and the Henry VIII, 1940, he's been through the mill, why not? I think most of us have been through some kind of mill, but whatever mill that is, it might not be so bad. This has been Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to continue to be as long as I can keep my feet nailed to the planet. But as far as that goes, I appreciate you hanging out with me for a couple hours to listen to this stuff and share my undue thrill at this. Again, I wish to thank Jim Bedoyan for sending two of his wonderful new releases on take two. The other one was Ginny Sims, and that material is from the 40s. I may use some of that soon. It's tough to get 40s material to fit into the show, although it's very lovely stuff. It's beautifully recorded. So, and I know some of you enjoy that, so I may attempt that next week. But this week I was in need of a dose of Charles Hamp. Here's Charles W. Hamp in 1936, and this is very sweet indeed. So we're going to finish with Pennies from Heaven. Yes.
A long time ago, a million years B.C., the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue, and no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again. That's where storms were made for, and you shouldn't be afraid for. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. For every time it rains, pennies from the heaven. Now don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your old umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Mercy.